On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing. Whatever.
It's Victoria Day. It's Victory Day.
Always.
Tori Lagar joins us usually on Fridays. This is a Friday.
Always she's on Friday. Maybe, but
I don't know.
Maybe
don't
in
know.
The summertime I didn't.
Yeah, that's what it is.
But
I
I'm
still
back,
think
man.
That you're on vacation or something.
What have I got to do, Ron?
What have you got to lose? Except for your reputation.
Beware of the man with nothing to lose. I've always said that.
Yeah, no kidding about that. And I put myself, hopefully, in that category, so I have nothing to lose.
Ooh.
Ooh. It's Halloween, that's why I said that.
I know.
Almost, not quite.
Coming up.
Yeesh. This is the day when the kids walk around and collect candy.
It's your favorite holiday.
I hate it. I hate
Well, I don't know. What do you hate worse, this or 4th of July? Because the fireworks. See, I know. We've talked about how you
4th
hate
of
it.
July. 4th of July.
Okay.
Yeah,
all
that's
right.
Worse.
There it is.
I do not like explosions. I think these days, that's probably not a great sound
to hear. It's getting
worse
and worse, especially after the Vegas thing. It's worse with these explosions. What are we supposed to think now?
I always thought, you know, if somebody wanted to do a real horrible act,
yep,
do it
on
the 4th
of July.
Because
it'll blend in.
No one will turn their head.
That's
They'll
right.
go, oh, it's fireworks. No.
His head. But
whatever. Yeah, his, her, whatever.
I can't, I
everybody's
you know
head.
What? I asked
everybody's
my dad
head.
About that, and he said it's already the vernacular. People say there. It's been accepted now. There's nothing to do
right.
about it. So
correct.
Even though I notice it and he notices it, he doesn't explode like he used to. He accepts that people say there instead of his or her because it's singular. There is plural. And they're just sort of mixing it.
Yeah. But I understand. I mean, Webster, and I knew him very well, a little black kid on the TV show.
Oh.
Webster always said, hey, I wrote a dictionary, man. Like, can you follow it? You know, that's like the Bible. Like,
everything's
you know.
The internet now. No one needs paper. It's all. Like, I threw out a bunch of maps and my mother dug them out of the trash. This is what I want to say. My mother goes through the trash to make sure it's all proper. Isn't
that
crazy?
What does proper mean?
Exactly.
What's proper trash?
She wants to separate all the recycles.
If
there's a pizza box, they say no pizza box.
Correct.
You know what they mean?
Yeah.
They mean the ones with food on them from Papagino's. They don't mean the ones that come from the supermarket that you got a frozen pizza
well,
in.
Well, if there's any grease on it,
no,
they
there's
don't
not.
Want it.
These are the ones, right. So yeah. My mother's taking all of, and I think this is a PSA for all elderly. My daughter said I should mention it.
Sure.
That elderly people might be confused, like my mother,
mm-hmm.
and think anything, like even a microwave frozen pizza box,
yeah.
they're pulling it out.
I see.
They don't need to.
Okay. It's just if it has food on it.
Sure. But my mother doesn't understand that.
Okay.
So at 6 in the morning, she's pulling them out.
But Tori, there's no program. On the side of the recycling bins, mm-hmm. when they're issued to homes, they should have, and here are the rules of recycling.
Well, they give you a paper. You don't need it on the barrel, right?
Well, apparently some people don't read the paper. I mean,
yeah.
I knew that, but
right.
I don't. But that's because I read the paper.
But even if you tell my mother, she doesn't believe you. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to call City Hall today and get someone on the blower. Like Archie Bunker used to say, I love that. Get on the blower. And put on speakerphone and say, Mom, now listen, I'm going to ask the man about the pizza box thing. And he's going to tell you. And then for once and for all, can you stop digging those boxes out of the recycle?
Yeah. Well, I assume that online that the recycling places, the rubbish carriers, do have a program that you can probably print out.
I showed her. She doesn't believe it.
She doesn't believe
the
printout?
She needs to hear. Right.
Oh, my God.
She read it. I showed her.
Oh,
I said, Mom, do you understand what that means?
That's adorable.
Isn't it? I guess.
Yeah, I guess
so elderly people need to be told by a person in authority.
Yes.
Maybe not Donald Trump,
yes.
but somebody below him.
No, someone in authority, you said.
Authority, yes, exactly. Someone believable.
Right. Or an oxymoron. 8 morons in a row.
Oh.
I don't understand it either.
It's not cool. It's not cool because she's up at 6 in the morning going through the trash.
Yeah.
Like a homeless person. It's her own trash,
well,
though.
It's different. It's different. She's not taking it out in order to reutilize it. My girl's mother, I refer to him as a girl.
Baby mama.
Yeah, my baby mama.
Come on, that's what they say, Ron. Get with the program.
Because she's only 2 years old.
Aww.
My baby mama, her mother washed tin foil and reused it.
Oh, yeah.
And would rewash paper towels. She would wring them out, clean them in the sink, and hang them on a clothesline.
I can't believe it.
She went through the Depression. I thought, that you're awfully depressed, because that's extreme. But that's what people do from that generation, because they went through a period of time where they didn't know where the next one was going to come from.
And now the opposite. You have the divas in Hollywood that take paper towels and maybe a little speck on it and then throw it away.
Well, everything's disposable now.
Disposable.
And back then, they weren't disposable. You just, you know, they didn't explain that real well.
No.
Now it says disposable on the damn package, so dispose of it.
Like disposable razors people use for a year? Mm-hmm. Stop it.
Mm-hmm.
They turn rusty. Come on now.
Well, it depends on the razor. The disposable, well, I
people
don't know
are
about
cheap.
That.
People get cheap. I've seen cheap people.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. Anyway, hi, welcome to the program.
Hi, and you know, I did listen to the show last week, which I do sometimes.
You shouldn't do that.
Well, it was short.
Be very careful when
it was
you do
34
that.
Minutes. I could handle that. Mm-hmm. And remember he said, she said, and I'd listen and I'd remember?
Yes.
Didn't help. Totally forgot.
Uh-oh. That's going to be lost forever.
It's lost forever.
See, we talk so much back and forth that you just lose your place because of the stream of consciousness. Sometimes your mind goes down that stream and don't return.
It doesn't.
And that's a feeling of losing control almost.
Yeah. It's gone and it's not
my
coming back.
My thought died.
It did. It was stillborn. In some cases.
Yeah. My brain cells are dying quickly.
Well, it's done.
You know, at a certain age that happens.
It happens all the time.
Except for you.
And they're not... Well, you're born with like billions and billions, according to my dad.
Yeah.
And alcohol, of course, kills
billions,
them.
Right.
And anytime when your brain cells die, gazillions.
Sure.
When your brain cells die, they do not regenerate.
Right.
That's it. So you have an allotted amount.
Mm-hmm.
And so some people don't want to drink because that's going to kill even more. I don't mind.
I don't know
I got to kill
that.
The weak
I'm
ones.
I'm not sure about that.
It's absolutely true. They don't regenerate. Brain cells do not regenerate.
Well, that I believe, but I don't know the drinking gets rid of all of them.
Not all of them, but it certainly gets rid of a chunk of them.
But
Why do you think you're all like,
what about all the chemicals that we eat and all the, the pollution?
You're losing
and
brain
stuff.
Cells every day,
you
but luckily
anyway.
You have
that's
gazillions.
That's an age thing, Tori. I think it's an age thing.
Yeah.
I really do. Yeah, you have gazillions.
Why do you see some people that are alcoholics and they've been drinking so many years, they're sober and they're going, "How you doing?" And they're not even drunk.
That's not why. It's because they're in detox. That's why.
Okay. They have two brain cells left, and they're hanging on to them for dear life.
What about people that smoke cigarettes? People that that
well, certain things
marijuana,
kill them quicker.
Vaping. I mean,
sure, certain things kill
that.
Them quicker.
Red meat, probably.
Heroin probably does it really fast.
Well, that's different. That's
kills
totally
everything.
Different. Well, that'll actually change your brain composition. That will actually.
Yeah, then you can have a craving. Then you're you're wired
that's
in.
A whole different thing.
Yeah. I don't want to try it. I've heard that.
No.
Well, sometimes if you get depressed enough, who knows what you want to do.
Yeah. I mean, I think everybody goes through depression, but in a very mild sense. I think you have to be in deep depression to understand exactly what that sucker is like.
Mm.
It's a problem. And I think that these days we are more into those depression kind of feelings.
Gee, I wonder why.
Who could have caused that to happen when you feel like you have no future and no hope and no direction? I wonder who caused that to be
a
problem.
Well, let me just say this. Last night, I saw a story trending on Facebook, and it was impossible to find anyone that had commented.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook put the story up, and then they left, said, end of results. And I looked on two different browsers, two different accounts. It was something with Facebook. They said, we're not allowing anyone to comment. It was a Trump story.
Uh-huh.
This is very interesting. I did take a screenshot.
Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump apparently called a serviceman whose son had died
Florida.
And promised him $25,000.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
months went by, and then...
Nothing happened.
So it hit the news.
Right.
And then immediately Donald Trump gave him a check for $25,000.
Yes.
So therefore, I think that they didn't want any comments because it was already not fake news, but it had changed news. So they didn't want people saying, he's a no good son of a, and you know I can't stand him.
Mm-hmm.
But in that case, maybe they should have waited, which they did, and then got the rest of the story out. I can't stand partial news or cherry-picked news from anybody.
Right.
I want the whole story or don't talk to me.
But when was this promise made?
Months ago. But you know, you get busy. I would forget if I promised somebody money, probably, and then have to be reminded.
I don't think you would.
I've never done that, though, especially that much. But, I mean, I fell for that man because I looked at his picture of his son, and I was like, oh, it was really a tragic thing because it happened in Afghanistan, I think, where the police killed him.
Correct.
So it was almost like he was murdered. It wasn't even like an ambush because he was in training. He was training someone. It's just horrible.
I know.
And then, you know what I heard? And I don't know if it's true, that Donald Trump, well, this is what he signed up for.
That was a separate story. That was a Florida widow. That was just a day or two ago.
Yeah, but why do you say that? Did he really say that?
Yes, he did. Oh, and the reason we know that is because there was a Senate representative sitting in the car with the widow.
Okay.
And they were on the way to the grave site with another state representative. So there were three of them, including the widow in the car. Trump's phone call came in on speakerphone.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't hear the entire thing, but the part that they did hear was when Trump said to the widow, what you just said.
That's highly
inappropriate. Well, you know, it's a horrible thing, but he knew what he was signing up for when he did it. In other words, if you lose your life, you said you would.
That's true, but there's nicer ways to say it, I would
imagine. It's a horrible, inhumane thing to even mention at a time like that.
Like he served our country well. There's different ways to say it.
There's
you should
tons
be proud
of things
that
to
he
say.
Served.
Not like, he signed up for. And then he denied that he ever said that, but everybody in the car heard that part of it. And the widow actually says, yeah, that's exactly what he said.
Hmm.
Trump's denying that he ever uttered it, figuring that, well, there's probably no recording of it.
Right.
So I guess I can say I just never said it. It's just an example of whatever you think of this man politically, he just...
is a bad human being.
He is. He doesn't have compassion in his bone. He doesn't understand what other people go through. He just doesn't get it because he hasn't been there. He's never been poor. He's never wanted for anything.
He's never lost a child.
He's never served in the armed services.
He got out because of his feet.
Yeah. I mean, he is totally void of the ability to have compassion, even though he didn't go through those things. Obama didn't go through a lot of them, but he was extremely compassionate. I just, I don't know what they expect from this office other than to... be the lead consoler and the lead let's have hope and get together person. This man is the antithesis of all of that. And
when he did give that $25,000, he said to the man, no other president has done this.
Yeah, because it has to
he
be
has
all
to pat
about
himself
him.
On the back.
It's all about him.
Wow.
Yeah.
To brag about it.
Yeah.
For a drop in the bucket to him.
Mm-hmm.
$25,000 is nothing to this man who apparently has all this property and money and assets and won't reveal his taxes and...
Yeah, still on top of that. Well, I do believe that someday he will be paying for his misgivings. And I'm not speaking politically. I don't happen to agree with any of his policies for the most part. Let's say all of them. But that's not what I'm talking. I'm not talking about politics. I'm talking about the character of a human being, period. It has nothing to do with anything other than that.
And when he gets something right, I just say, well, even a blind pig finds an acorn once in a while.
That's absolutely true. But when has he ever been wrong? In his
mind. But
never,
sometimes there's one thing he does, like he's very presidential. We all agree at one moment. Mm-hmm. And it's the pig.
Yeah. And then, of course, just knocking down the reputation and of anybody that
And poor John McCain.
Yeah.
This guy has a brain tumor.
Yeah.
Who knows how much longer he has to live? And he's going to, we're not going to be pretty.
Yeah. I mean, some of the things he said about that, like I respect... soldiers that don't get caught.
Yeah.
I mean, oh my God.
Yeah.
Are you serious, man? This man stayed with his troop even though he could have left at a point.
Yep.
He could have come home to camp. He said, no, I'm not leaving without all of my men. And he stayed there until they were all released. That's character.
I know. It's just
unbelievable.
He's so, yeah.
Just, it's totally void of intelligence
but
on
speaking
top
of
it.
Poop. Mm-hmm. So, yes.
I was talking of poop and we both were.
Exactly. And yesterday I nearly pooped my height. Almost 4 feet.
Okay, I'll ask for clarification rather than pictures.
Imagine. Mm. Well, our intestines are like swervy. They're not straight, obviously.
Mine are straight.
Well, you know what I mean. In your body.
I know.
You have how many miles of them?
Well, I don't know about miles. Miles?
I don't know. Maybe I'm mistaken about that.
Maybe blood vessels, but not even that.
It's not even 1 mile? I want to Google this shit right now.
But anyway.
So I almost,
you have a lot of intestines.
Yes. Okay. And I measured after the whole day, pretty much, you know, mentally. Yeah. But literally, almost 4 feet.
Okay.
In my body. Right. I'm 5 feet tall, Ron.
Sorry.
Is that scary?
How do you know? First of all, let me ask you a few questions.
You must, analyze this.
Do you still have the ruler that you used or the tape measure?
I didn't measure.
Well, how do you know that?
You can eyeball something.
What are they usually like, about a foot long?
On a good day. But
try going to Subway for lunch now.
Oh, no. Then the thing is, I've been eating meatballs for 2 days in a row.
Oh, my God.
It was all meatballs.
Yeah, okay.
I started feeling that feeling and going to get diarrhea when I ate the meatballs 2 times. I didn't learn.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, why did I eat them? Were they good? Were they bad?
So a couple of meatballs, and you're getting like miles of this stuff.
Almost four feet.
There was more in there that was just, maybe you just unclogged yourself, like Drano or something.
I'm good for like 3 days probably now. I won't have anything.
Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah, almost 4 feet.
Yeah.
And I'm 5 feet.
Yeah.
So you figure...
Were they extremely skinny?
Yeah. Well, no, not really. It's just a normal size.
Okay,
this is getting gross, huh?
Normal?
But,
no, it's
I mean,
not. I
for
it's
the
gross.
In the morning, it was 3 feet.
Yeah.
It was through the rest of the day. It was almost the rest added to four.
Right.
But it was right away.
Wow.
Bang, boom, beam, 3 feet of poop coming out.
Wow. They should do that on the news rather than snowfall amounts. They should do Tory's turd amount.
Or Donald Trump's turd amount. How much did he turd today? I mean, in the toilet, not out of his mouth.
That cannot be measured. By
That's miles. There you go.
There's your miles. There's your miles right there.
I could poop for miles and miles.
I mean, I don't really want to talk about this anymore, but at the same time, What a releasing, wonderful feeling it is to empty yourself.
It is.
In any regard.
Why would you take Imodium? I don't like it. I haven't taken it in 15 years.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to stop that.
Yeah.
Flow?
Yeah. No, God, no.
I want it out of me. It's probably a sickness or something.
Oh, of course. You know, obviously, this stuff shouldn't be sitting there. It should be released. And,
so why
and,
would you stop it?
You shouldn't.
I guess if you have to work or go somewhere, those are the only reasons.
Well, whose fault is that?
Yeah, exactly. I'm not stopping it. I'm not even taking Imodium.
I can't relate. I'm near a toilet 24/7.
We have the luxury of being near a toilet, remember?
I'm not a mountain climber or anything.
No, really?
Yeah, no.
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 I wouldn't fit you there.
No, no.
They could probably leave you on a mountain, helicopter you in, and you'd be stuck forever.
How
would you get down?
I wouldn't go on a mountain, nor a motorcycle.
No, someone kidnapped you, put you on the top of a mountain.
Why would they bother doing that? Why would they kidnap me and put me on
Trump
a mountain?
The Trump people, I don't know anybody. They stick you there, then you can't have no microphone.
Doesn't make any sense to me.
You can't get down.
So Halloween's coming up. I know people don't go to your house necessarily.
Sometimes. Just, a few.
Yeah. There are ways around that, of course. I don't, I'm happy for the kids. And when I was a kid, I enjoyed Halloween. Did you do Halloween when you were
absolutely.
A little child?
Yeah.
It was a wonderful thing. But as soon as I got a little bit older and I had this great aversion to candy, I can't do candy anymore.
No, it's very sweet.
I know it's poison. I didn't know that if I knew a lot of things were poison, I would have never had candy. I would never smoked cigarettes. I would have never done anything.
Mm-hmm.
I would have never done a thing in my life.
But you're fine now.
You've
recovered.
I'm fine, but I think about that and it's like, oh my God, I can't believe I used to go to restaurants. My parents used to take me to the restaurants with my grandparents. Every single Sunday, which was a nice little family thing.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a bowl of sugar cubes
on
the table.
You need them.
Yeah. They don't have those anymore.
No,
they have sugar
packets.
But they were like, they look like dice without the marks on them. Yeah. And my brother and I would just, while we were waiting for the food to come, and my parents never stopped me, I would take these cubes of sugar. I can't imagine how much sugar was in that thing.
God.
And I just suck on it like it
That'd
was like
candy. That'd be your teeth, too. Your teeth would be rotting.
I'm not surprised I even have teeth anymore.
Oh.
But nobody thought twice about that. And in my mother's house, she had an entire bowl of cigarettes. And when people came over, you just took a cigarette if
that
you wanted one.
That was at my grandmother's house, too.
Yeah.
They always had the Benson and Hedges.
Yes.
That was the brand.
That was a big thing back then.
Yeah,
those are the long ones.
Right.
The mile longs.
Mile longs, like Eve. Remember Eve?
Yes, I do.
My God.
Many times.
I had to try Eve because it had flowers on the filter or something.
Beautiful.
I'm like, look at that.
Well, that's for girls. Guys cannot smoke that cigarette.
Why?
Just because it comes out of that package. You can't do that.
Well, gay men. Why not?
Yes. I don't think there were gay men then.
Oh, there's been gay men
Jesus. They weren't. Yeah, but then they didn't have the tags on the lapels that said.
The rainbow?
Yeah.
Rainbow things, yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
like you have right
then.
Now on your shirt.
Yes, exactly.
But it's different. It's Pink Floyd.
It's Pink Floyd.
Let's clarify. It's a prism.
Right. It's the gay Pink Floyd.
Yes.
Yes, it was just a whole different world, and the government was handing out cigarettes to the military. I mean, it was just, and kids were eating sugar, and we were cooking with lard. I mean, it's amazing that anybody lived past 10 years old.
No, I know.
But we did.
You did.
We did.
And we still are. We're fighting, like, nuclear flame, I mean, everything in the air. Who knows what's around?
Nuclear flames?
I don't know.
The hell is that?
You know, like particles, probably from Chernobyl have made their way here.
Oh, that kind of thing. Yes.
We're
yes.
fine.
Yes. Well, our industry. Well, since the... Industrial Revolution,
flames.
Of course.
Yeah, I'm just—I see the future. It's not good, Ron. It's in my mind.
Yeah, I know.
But you said Halloween. Mm. You know who doesn't do Halloween? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Church people. But you know what they do do? I said do.
Yes, you did.
They have harvest festivals, actually.
Yes, they do.
I know because I was one of these crazy church people.
That is correct.
And the devil is behind Halloween, and it's all evilness. Mm-hmm. But you know, they have a harvest festival. How fun can that be? The kids go and still get their candy. But they
that's
sing
fun,
songs.
But we're celebrating the harvest, which is a, that's a good deal.
And actually, it's All Hallows
I like
Eve.
It. I like it.
Right, you like it, the harvest, yeah. but it's All Hallows Eve. You know why? Because November 1st, did you know this? November 1st is All Saints Day.
Right.
I know this from going to church.
That's good for you.
So Halloween, All Hallows Eve, is the eve of All Saints Day.
I see.
So that's what it really means.
I don't know kids know this necessarily. I don't think they go out. Did you hear the story? And I don't know where this happened. But there was a haunted house place, and these people went to the haunted house, and one of the people in the haunted house was an evil clown, one of the characters.
When was this?
This was recently.
Ooh.
And that person ended up, like, murdering
no.
a lot of the
what?
People in the building.
That sounds like a hoax.
I don't know, Torrance. You check
yeah,
your
that's
check
an
your
urban legend.
Your check your thing. But this was an, and they were actually arrested. Oh, we'll check it out. We'll check it out.
I have to now. I got to listen to this
but
show.
But I'm thinking like, yeah, it's like a terrorist activity
like on
July.
July.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, it, well, you know, why wouldn't
I said this to you last year when we talked about Halloween. Remember I said I went to Salem one time?
Yes.
And I said to the police,
yes.
What if someone dresses like ISIS?
Uh-huh.
And you don't know if it's ISIS
it's
or not.
It's just a costume.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although, these days, an ill-advised costume at that.
And that was back when they had the Ebola thing going on.
Correct.
So a lot of people had the costumes
correct.
Of the lab
yes.
coats and Ebola.
That,
was it Ebola?
Yeah, but you didn't think that they were actual doctors.
With
walking.
A thing of Ebola.
But, yeah, a terrorist thing, that's questionable outfit right now.
Well, look at Canada, Quebec.
Yeah.
They said no more burkas, no more faces.
Yes.
It was in the news yesterday.
Well, because you certainly can't into a lot of restaurants like that.
And you could be a guy.
You could do anything.
With the faces revealed,
you
know you're a woman.
You carry things under the burqa. You can
hide still wear the burqa, but you can't have your face blocked.
What if you got things under the burqa, like guns or something?
Well, you could wear a muumuu and be a heavy American, though. That doesn't count.
That does happen, yes. That
but
sure
it's the face.
Happen.
They want to be able to identify you. And you know what?
Yeah.
They have that software. Oops. Mm-hmm. The software that's facial recognition. So they want to be able to know if you're wanted.
Mm-hmm. Was that Instagram stuff where they put little ears on you and elongate your mouth?
Oh, Snapchat?
Is that what that is? Yeah, Snapchat.
That'd be funny. But it actually runs through the database, I think, for the FBI or what, I don't know what Canada would be, Interpol.
Yeah.
But they want to be able to recognize you. If you're out in public, you could be doing trouble. Stay
home.
You want to wear your burqa? Stay home.
Do you know when you get your passport picture taken, they insist, when you take that, they won't accept it unless you're not smiling. You can't smile in a passport
ooh,
picture.
Really?
Yeah, you're not allowed. And I don't know why.
Uh-huh.
I never figured that out. But it's a fact.
Maybe it's the face thing again, the recognition.
Well, maybe. But you cannot smile in a passport photo. They will not allow it.
Because you won't be smiling if you're committing crimes, probably. So they want that face that they capture.
I guess you wouldn't, would you?
No. Unless you're the Joker, like Heath Ledger.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, that's one way around it, isn't it?
Yeah.
The happy bank robber.
He was pretty happy.
Yeah.
The Joker.
Well, that's
it. It's Gotham City. It's not even real. I know. Stop it.
That, you know, Ron.
Speaking of what you said last week.
Yes.
It's not true.
Are you? All right. Like, okay, now I'm going to make
tell you.
I don't know what you're talking about.
No, I'm going to tell you. You said that the government has a zombie.
Yes,
thing.
I did. Yes, I did.
That's a hoax.
That.
That's a hoax. And you believed it.
No,
see,
it's not
they're
a
getting
hoax.
It absolutely is.
Where did you find out that it's a hoax?
Look it up. It's people are believing this is a hoax.
That's separate from the fact that there actually is a written contingency.
There's not.
I'll have to prove it
You'll
to you.
You'll have to because it's people are believing fake news again. And that's a good one.
This appeared on a TV game show,
mm-hmm.
and that is true stuff.
Well.
And then I went to the internet poll, And I actually looked it up, and it looked official. I'm pretty sure about this story. I will double check this.
I want you to double check that.
Because I don't want
to... I'm just trying to help you.
I don't want to disperse ill information.
Exactly.
Certainly. I don't want to be a part of the problem.
No, alt fact.
Yeah.
Right.
Even at the expense of some stupid conversation, I still...
Right. We have to stay authentic.
Yeah. You can still be stupid with authentic information.
All right. Here's some information.
Yeah.
There's paranormal activity in my house. Now, if you still know those people,
really?
I might want you to check it out.
I do know those people.
Okay. I don't know how much I should talk about it on the air, because people are going to think I'm nuts, or more than they think
I am
already.
I don't think you're nuts. Okay. I actually believe that that is a possibility.
Yeah, well, there's things happening
now. Can you tell me?
I'll tell you what happened yesterday.
I can help you right now on the air. This might be fascinating in a sense, because...
Okay. I almost didn't bring this up.
I don't know if you know this or not. I think you do.
Mm-hmm.
I produced a paranormal series with a group of people, and we went to... Yeah. These supposed haunted locations, did this for about a 3-year period.
But did you ever find anything?
Yes.
Okay,
in two of the places we did, and the rest, no.
Okay. But
a lot of it's by psychological interpretation, but some of it is not.
Oh, no, this is no interpretation. This is no way this interpretation.
Let me ask you some questions.
Okay.
Let me ask you some questions here.
Mm-hmm.
When did this begin?
Oh, well, it's been going off and on and off for years,
yes.
But yesterday it resurfaced.
Mm-hmm.
Just yesterday.
Okay.
And two things yesterday at the same time
in different parts of the
house.
Before you tell me what happened, was there any type of event that occurred or any type of object that was brought into the house or out of the house that had any great significance the day before or the day of?
I wouldn't know, because my daughter brings things home
sometimes. Okay.
In
most cases... when there's a latent type of activity and then activity begins at an accelerated pace,
mm-hmm.
it's because of an object that has been brought in onto the premises or left the premises, or some change in the construction or remodeling that took place on that day or the day before.
Well, 17 years ago, something happened to my daughter in that same room
uh-huh.
that I'm in.
Uh-huh.
And... now, again, I'm in that room.
Yes.
So that was an addition to the house.
Uh-huh.
And the people that lived there that moved out,
mm-hmm.
his daughter was killed in a car accident. He was a doctor, and his daughter was killed in a car accident in Michigan years later.
Uh-huh.
So we're wondering if she lived in that part of the house.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know if that's reason enough.
Don't know. Right.
But yesterday.
Yes.
This is so strange. I was listening to my Bluetooth speaker, which I do every single day.
Mm-hmm.
It's plugged in.
Mm-hmm.
I listen to it through my phone.
Mm-hmm.
I went out to do some raking, came back in an hour later. Everybody know the kid's still in school, whatever. I went to turn the speaker on, and
mm-hmm.
it said, can't be found. I went,
right.
That's different. Can't right. be found.
Right.
And I tried it again. Scan. Then I said, scan. It said, no Bluetooth items around.
Mm-hmm.
I said, that's impossible.
Mm-hmm.
So I looked down at my speaker, because I'm no one's gone in my room.
Right.
And there's lights off. There's no power. And I
right.
went, Did we blow a fuse? I
mm-hmm.
look around the room. I have electricity. It's not that.
Mm-hmm.
Except flipping it on and off. I look. It was unplugged and the plug was under the bed.
Oh.
Okay. Who did that? I asked everyone. No one came in my room. No
mm-hmm.
one. It was unplugged. I'm like, what a poltergeisty thing to do if that was a ghost.
Mm-hmm.
And now I had to plug it back in. The same time, down in the kitchen, this strange smell was all, everyone's going, what is that smell? Where's it coming from? It smelled like a sulfur, like hell. Like,
mm-hmm.
where is this? We still couldn't figure out the smell.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like somebody's doing some paranormal activity happening in this house right now. Why is that? And my mother thought it was exciting, because she
right.
kind of believed. She's like, oh, if we have a ghost, that's kind of exciting.
Mm-hmm.
But my daughter was wondering, because she was in that room and had things happen. She had bruises on her arm one morning when she woke up. She'd hear pounding on the wall that other people could hear too, that no one was around, that would scare her.
Mm-hmm.
She went outside and she heard footsteps coming right up to her, but there was nothing there, so she
mm-hmm.
ran.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. How long ago was that?
That was, like I said, that was about 17 years ago when those things were happening. Now I'm in the room, and just as of yesterday.
Just started.
What is that? Why would some, again, unplug? And
yeah.
it's very hard to unplug. It wasn't like I did it accidentally
sure.
or knocked into it.
Sure.
Tell me what happened then. Why would my plug of something I'd notice and be like an annoyance, like
mm-hmm.
like a prank?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she can I have to plug that back in again. Mm. Ha ha. Oh, crazy, Ron. So ghosts can physically do something. That proves to me. They can physically do something, like a poltergeist.
They usually can't pull a plug out. They can move objects Usually not. They can move from one place to the other uninhibited, closed doors. But unplug, that's quite
I must Google this. I have to look it up now, find out about the smell and the pulling of the plug out.
Interesting. I guess the big question would be, does this continue, or was that something that just occurred that may have an explanation? There's always a thousand explanations.
Right. But if However, you had someone come in, and could they find it? And then what do they do once they find something? I got to live with it. They can't just expel a ghost.
Yeah, actually, they kind of can.
Oh.
There are ways to do that. What they do is 50% of it is what I'm talking about, where an object has been placed or removed or something has been disturbed. Mm-hmm. They make it right again.
Mm-hmm.
The other is that they actually, and I don't believe in this part, through religious exercises.
Right.
It's not exorcism as much as it is letting somebody go to the next level spiritually. That usually works as well. No, there are resolves. The only resolves, the difficult resolves would be evil. Doesn't sound like that's the case.
It's a prank, like, yeah.
Yeah. So that's probably nothing of any. I'm just interesting whether something occurs. But you got to be careful because now your mind is set up.
Yes.
And it's amazing what the mind can conjure. It's amazing.
Yeah, I don't want to be
The mind is so much more powerful than anybody ever realizes.
You can cure yourself from diseases.
Oh, absolutely. I don't think we even understand in our lifetime and in future generations, we won't even understand the power of the mind.
No.
But I do believe there's mental telepathy that's available through the context of the mind that we haven't opened up yet or released. I think that's possible. I think someone can be psychic. I don't think many people really are.
Right.
But yeah, it'd be interesting. Doesn't sound like a horrible thing, though.
No.
No.
The smell is bad. I don't want that to happen again in the
kitchen.
Well,
you live on a pond.
Yeah, but we've lived there for so long. Why is this a new smell now? You don't understand? Why is this happening? That happened, then that happened.
Could have been a sewer back. I would call the city and say, did you have any type of
but it wasn't a poop smell, but okay.
Well, not poop. No, the rotten egg smell, right? Sulfur.
Well, yeah. When it was odd. It was almost like that, but plastic burning. It was almost like a chemical weird thing.
That could be your stupid neighbors.
Yeah, I guess.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know.
But the plug thing is really bizarre.
That's interesting. That is interesting, but still, possible explanations. I don't know.
I mean, I used to hear at my old house, I heard footsteps coming down the hall one night, in the middle of the night. And then at one point I found, like, something came out of my hamper and was there in the middle of the floor.
Really?
And no one was, my kids were little, but they weren't even home. Oh. And it was, I was like, how did that get out of there? So I think physically these ghosts can
possibly
move things, like you said, and do things. But it's weird.
But not constantly, though.
And why not then? See if they can. Maybe they'll think you'll just think this is something else. You'll think you accidentally unplugged it. You'll think this.
Again,
you'll
there's got to be a trigger. There's a trigger somewhere that doesn't happen just all of a sudden for no reason.
Okay, there's a trigger. All right.
Yeah, there's a trigger. This is definitely
that's
a trigger.
Good to know.
Yeah. Well, this is fascinating.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm totally into this. We went to a place called the Johnstone Inn in Ashland, Massachusetts. We went there for 3 days in a row, and we stayed till about 3 a.m. And one night, the second night that we were there, stuff happened.
Oh, God.
No question about it.
Like what?
We felt a spirit. There were four of us on the camera crew.
Mm-hmm.
And the one at the very bottom of the stairs said, I'm feeling something.
Oh, my God.
And I'm getting tingles. And we looked at him, hair was like
sand. Oh, my God. I'm getting
And then the next person on the stairs.
Right
and then
neck.
The next person. And then the next person. One by one, which convinced us all. Because it would have been like the guy at the top could have said, oh, I'm feeling it too psychologically. No,
now
it was
I'm
like it was
wrong.
An exact order.
That's weird.
So that was weird. A door slammed up there on this third floor was had not been used like for years and years. We were the first crew to go up there or something.
Yeah.
And this is like an old inn. And there were a lot of sinister things that had happened. This door, like right, it opened a little bit and then shut.
Yeah.
And we thought, okay, there has been some air suction going on somewhere, but we couldn't find it. And you know, you're expecting things anyway in situations like that.
But then ghosts can move things if they could move the door.
Sometimes the only thing that I don't buy, Tori, that I don't quite understand is the footstep aspect of
it. Yeah, and that's, I've heard them. My daughter's heard them. What is that about?
That doesn't make sense because I never understood how that makes sense. I think that's the creaking of something in succession.
No.
But the footstep thing, doesn't make sense because it's required that you have a certain amount of weight to do that.
Yeah.
A door can open and close perhaps by willing, etc. But footsteps would be a result of a physical weight, and that's what I don't still quite understand about the footstep part.
Remember the movie Ghost?
Yes, I do.
Which, of course, it is a movie.
Yeah, it is a movie.
But it had the guy in the subway that taught Patrick Swayze how to move things and do things.
Mm-hmm. You can move and do, but to actually put weight on floorboards, I don't understand how that is of consequence.
Yeah.
That I don't get.
She was outside when she heard this, too. They were looking at the leaves going, walk, walk, walk.
It could have been an animal outside. I don't know.
Yeah.
There are a lot of explanations for that kind of thing. The opening, closing things, movement of objects, that's a different story. I have seen that, and that's a different deal.
Yeah.
Different deal.
Okay. Well, I hope everyone is going to pay attention out of what's their surroundings and...
It's fascinating.
See what you see out there in the radio world.
It's a fascinating thing.
Yes.
Well, this is... I don't even know what time it is.
Yeah, we didn't run the thing.
My thing isn't going.
And I couldn't find the clock, because you used to have a clock here and you moved it.
Yeah, it's doing strange things. What does it say there, Tori? I don't have my glasses on.
I don't know. 98 degrees?
No, okay, no.
Oh, wait,
that's
36.
Okay, that's where we are.
36.
Okay, all right.
I like it as a temperature, too.
We're good. Now, by the way, some listeners may have noticed that the shows used to be 45 minutes, 50 minutes long. They are now typically around 35 minutes because we're on SoundCloud now.
And it's more manageable.
SoundCloud also has limits on this ridiculousness. So we're just about out of time. We'll talk about Halloween next. Will we have time?
Or is that
Halloween
closer.
Already?
No,
yeah,
that's,
another,
yeah, we that's can getting that. Okay. A couple weeks.
Well, thank you. Best to you. And I look forward to hearing what may have happened in your home next week.
Yeah, I guess. It hasn't chased me away yet.
Yeah. Or listen to Tori on the Tori Show, which is Tuesdays. You can hear her. And, of course, because we're internet radio and podcasting, you don't have to be there at a particular time. You listen anytime
Tori
you want.
Tori Tuesday and Thirsty Thursday.
Thirsty Friday. And we also have a new website. It's you can go to newenglandbroadcasting.com. or newenglandtalkradio.com, and you will find us there, a brand new website. So enjoy that with all kinds of blogs and things, and you can read about Tori.
And Francesca.
No, okay, whatever. Have yourselves a wonderful day. I wish you peace.